Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you for that, too. We really appreciate it. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead because Gene Siciliano is in the building, so to speak. Gene is one of our top financial experts in the Brain Trust. He is a CPA. He is the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, and his company is 20 years old right now. 20th anniversary he's celebrating. He's our good friend. Gene, welcome back and happy anniversary.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's great to be back.
20 years. How about that?
That's a long time.
Well, and you started when you were only seven, so you got so much to look forward to, right?
You were there. How did you
know? Gene, one of the things that I know you want to talk about today as we talk about the financial aspects and the elements of our businesses is ethics. And I know, as we all know, there have been a lot of corporate lapses in corporate ethics over the last several years. Basically, just where greed ran amok and took over and caused people to do felonious things. I mean, they literally broke laws and are now in jail because they weren't able to resist the greed element. And they did, but those are, shouldn't we separate, Gene, the illegal things from the unethical things? Because they really are, breaking the law and doing something unethical are really not necessarily the same thing, are they?
Not the same thing at all, Jim. They really aren't. It steps along the wrong path. Ethics is not about legality. It's not even about honesty. Honesty is about telling a lie or telling the truth.
Right.
We know about legality because we read about that in the papers. But ethics is about doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do, because that's the way you do business.
My friend Lynn Morella, who's our ethics expert in the Brain Trust, defines ethics this way. He said, ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. Isn't that great?
That is good.
And my other favorite thing to quote is from Nobel laureate Albert Camus, the French novelist. And he said, integrity has no need of rules.
I like that.
I like that even better.
Yeah.
And to quote Jim Blasingame, I wrote a piece one time not too long ago, Gene, and the title of the piece is, and what I developed in the article is, the color of ethics is gray. It's not black or white, it's gray. Because when things are black and white, that's easy, right? I mean, they're either black or they're white. You don't have to make a choice. But when things are a little fuzzy, and they get fuzzy in the marketplace sometimes, everything that you do, everything you're faced with, isn't an automatic black or white response required. Sometimes it's just gray, isn't it?
In terms of how it manifests, I think that's right. My quote goes a little like this, Jim. Ethics is not a line in a job description. State of mind.
Yeah.
I think ethics is a state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
You either have it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't something you just turn on when you go into your business. It's something that you have with you all the time.
Which is why I got so aggravated when Congress overreacted to all of the malfeasance, the WorldCom, the Enron, and all that stuff, overreacted about 4 years ago, and in literally 90 days or less passed Sarbanes-Oxley.
Well,
and I wrote before they passed it, I wrote in opposition to Sarbanes-Oxley, Gene, and I said, for one thing, anytime Congress does anything this fast, look out.
Good point.
Because and the thing is, Gene, correct me if I'm wrong, everything that the people did with WorldCom, with Enron, et cetera, there were already laws against and rules against those things, right?
No question about that. Sarbanes, well, my last newsletter the title of the lead article was, Did Sarbanes-Oxley Miss the Point? And that's exactly what you're saying. It really did miss the point. It overkilled something that was already laid out in the law and simply said, now you got to sign to say that you're doing what you were supposed to do in the law all the time.
Right.
And it's really not getting to the point at all, which is do the right thing because it's the right thing to do.
Well, I think we need a Sarbanes-Oxley for our Congress now, too, don't we? The way it's looking?
Or maybe we just need some ethics.
Maybe we need some ethics, yeah. And you can't legislate the ethics, can you?
Well, no, and that's why I say it's a state of mind. You really can't.
Yeah.
We want to deal with ethical people. We don't think much of them. But we really do want to do business with ethical people.
We all do, and we want to go away from people who aren't. And we're going to develop this a little bit more when we come back after these messages with our good friend Gene Siciliano. And we're going to develop this around my and your small business right after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Gene's book is Finance for the Non-Financial Manager.
And we are airplanes today.
Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough and you had enough, you still gotta try.
The theme song for small businesses, ladies and gentlemen, from the Atlanta Rhythm section. Do it no matter what the people say. Do it or die. I know that you do. I know that you're out there doing it. I was being interviewed. Gene Siciliano is our good friend, and Gene is the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. And Gene, I was being interviewed on a TV show earlier this week, and somebody said, you know, what's the key to success in a small business? And I said, never give up, never give up, never give up.
That's great. You ought to coin that phrase.
I think I stole that from somebody else, but anyway, and the person who asked me that looked at me like, "Are you crazy? Are you nuts?" And I thought, well, you know, maybe you don't really know about small business owners, but one of the things that we all have to deal with, and this is the interesting thing about small business and ethics, Gene. There is no small business book of ethics. You know, when I became a consultant almost 20 years ago, when I started my own consulting company, I knew a lot of people in other professions, lawyers, architects, attorneys, accountants, etc. And every one of those professions had their own book of ethics that their national organization had put together. And they could say, you know, they could say, okay, in this situation, I turn to page 254, and it tells me this is how I'm supposed to behave. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't one for consultants. And so I said to myself, I have to be above all of that. I have to go beyond what the book might say if it were there. I think that's where small business owners should be, it seems to me.
I agree with you. And the Institute of Management Consultants has for a number of years now had a code of ethics, as many professional associations have, where they say our members adhere to this code of ethics. But, you know, for the most part, that's not so much to guide the members as to put the people who do business with the members mm-hmm. on notice that ethics is important to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the bottom line. Ethics is important to us. We look for ethics in the people we do business with because we think if they're not ethical, they'll take advantage of us, and I think rightly so.
But does it concern you when you meet somebody that you're about to do business with and they spend a lot of time talking about how ethical they are? I think it's important for you and me to talk about ethics, but when I'm doing business with someone, I want them to demonstrate ethics. I don't want them to talk about it.
Well, I think you're right, and we all talk about someone who, we say someone who talks about it too much may have a problem with it, and there's a Shakespeare line in there that fits that beautifully. But the reality is, it isn't about talking about it. It's exactly as you say. It's what you do. Demonstrate to me your ethics. Don't tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that look like? The ethical customer doesn't hold up payment of your bill with made-up complaints or checks in the mail stories. You know, we've dealt with that kind of thing for years. That's a difference between an ethical and an unethical customer.
Mm-hmm.
the ethical employee doesn't get on your computer on your time and use your DSL service to look up movie tickets for their weekend out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. That's
the ethical manager or owner doesn't try to get out of paying somebody for an extra hour of time that they put in or whatever.
Yes, absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely right. Doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do.
And going a little farther, and I actually think you can actually go a little beyond doing the right thing. You can do a little bit more than just the right thing. I think to me that's if you want someone to be impressed with your ethics. I'm going to go back to what Lynn Morella says in devotion. Ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. Doing something that's the right thing to do when you didn't have to, when nobody required you to, and maybe when nobody will even know that you did it.
Yes. Yes. Very well said, Jim. Very well said.
And that's what speaks louder than words, doesn't it?
I think so. I think it does. I think it makes us the kind of person that we want to do business with, because we don't want other people to look at us and think of us as unethical. And the way we eliminate that is by, in fact, being ethical, by doing what we want them to see us as.
Well, and you know, Gene, we just got through having a visit with our friend Kim Castle, one of our branding experts.
Yes, I heard.
And part of any brand, for big companies, but especially for little companies, is the ethical attitude, the ethical behavior of the people who deliver those goods and services, isn't it?
It is. Ethical behavior is, well, as you say, it's not legislated, it's not written anywhere, but it's a feeling you get. You know, you do business with someone and you get a feeling that they're ethical, and it makes you more comfortable in doing business with them.
Right.
And that comfort is about building trust.
One of the examples I like to give, and I wrote about this once, about what would ethics look like. Ethics is dealing in good faith, too, and when you're negotiating with somebody. And what I said was, if you and I negotiate an agreement, and we agree on certain points, and then for whatever reason, when the final document is created that we're going to sign, we both sign it, the next day, I come back to you and I say, Gene, remember this point that we would both agree to? Yeah. Well, somehow that got left out of the agreement. If you're ethical, if you're dealing in good faith, you say, well, let's put it back in. That's where it belongs. If you're not, you'll say, well, you know what? You should have read the agreement before you signed it.
Hmm. Good example.
And that's where you find out who you're dealing with when things like that happen. And if you're in business long enough, folks, it will happen to you. You'll be tested, or you'll be given an opportunity to test other people. Tintail will be right back with Gene Siciliano. Stay with us. I changed my way. It'll take time. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gene Siciliano is here, too, folks, because he's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, celebrating 20 years in business. Gene, congratulations again. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. It's great to have been here and been helping people for that long.
It's good to be anywhere, isn't it, Gene? When you're our age, it's good to be anywhere. Give us your website, please.
It's www.cfoforrent.com.
Check it out when you get a chance, folks. Can they find out more about your book there, too?
They can. They can find out about the book. They can buy the book, as well as at Amazon and lots of other places.
We like it when people buy our books, don't we?
We do.
Can they get an autographed copy if they buy it if they go from you through your website?
Absolutely. They buy it for me and they request it in the comment section. They can get an autographed
copy. Be sure to do that, folks, because in 100 years, that's going to be worth at least an extra 50 cents when the book's sold. And give us the... What about the newsletter? Can we get the newsletter on your website?
Anyone who can get that can sign up for the newsletter on the website. We'll put them on their mailing list.
All right.
Once a quarter, they get a newsletter that I think has some meaningful stuff in it.
And there's some good stuff in there about ethics that you've written about recently, so I appreciate you making that available. Okay, let's focus on negotiating, because a lot of people, you know, in business right now think or listening are saying, well, I'm not sure I remember when ethics came up last. You know, I buy stuff, I sell stuff, and you know, I'm not sure what that would look like. Well, one of the best examples of where ethics raises its head is in negotiating, like for a lease or for whatever, right?
Absolutely. It's we've heard this dialogue about win-win negotiating, or making sure you always win when you negotiate. Negotiating is probably one of those prime opportunities for doing the right thing or not doing the right thing, which in my mind is what ethics is about. Because you share information with the other side, you try to find a way to accommodate them and accommodate yourself. We hear that in win-win negotiating, but it's really about ethics.
I'll try to think of his name in a second. Our negotiating expert, I've lost his name for just a minute. I'll get it in a minute. But he says, I do remember what he says. He says negotiating is a discussion between two people to agree on future behavior.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but the thing is, the future behavior to me is what we should be thinking about when we're talking about ethics, because when you're negotiating with someone, there's always something in the future. For example, even after you've signed the contract, that's where, there's an assumption that there's still something left to be done. The contract is just the paperwork. Now we've got to deliver. So if you've been unethical in the negotiation of the contract, how happy am I going to be with you or anybody about the execution of the contract?
I think that's very well said. The negotiation really is an indication of how you're going to perform.
Right.
How you're going to deal with things that come up. I agree.
That's, right.
Negotiating is about demonstrating your state of mind.
Right.
It's about saying, this is the state of mind I'm going to use as I do business with you. And I think we want people who are ethical. It goes back to the same thing we were talking about earlier, Jim. We want to do business with people at the end of that negotiation when we're going to act on that behavior. We want these people to act ethically. And I think the way we create that for ourselves is by being ethical ourselves.
Right. And by the way, that Brain Trust member was Roger Volkema, folks, and many of you will remember him. But yeah, we've got to do that. We've got to be ethical in the way we behave, and I really think, and you know, if you're having trouble with ethics, if Gene, there are people out there who are not bad people. It's just that their greed level is just a little bit more developed than maybe it should be. Maybe one way to try to get you a little more focused on ethics is to think about yourself and to say, okay. What's going to happen if in 5 years nobody will do business with me? I mean, that's a good reason to rein in your greed a little bit, isn't it?
That'd be a little scary.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, there are always greedy people to do business with.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily a comfortable way to do business. And I don't think business should be uncomfortable. It shouldn't be scary to get into a deal with someone. It shouldn't be worrying about your behind when
right.
when you're doing business. You ought to be able to say, boy, I'm glad I made a deal with this person.
Well, the glad word, that's the operative word, Gene. I love being in business.
Yeah.
I want to keep doing it. I want to keep doing it with people. And that's enough of a motivator for me. Hey, Gene, thank you for being here. Give us your website again, please.
You're welcome. Website, cfoforrent.com.
Gene Siciliano, the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, available wherever books are sold. Thanks, Gene, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Pleasure, Jim. Bye now.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will see you later on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.